Since Osama bin Laden was killed, Pakistan has been told by all sorts of U.S. lawmakers and world leaders that it has a lot of explaining to do.
Explaining about how bin Laden could have hidden in a city so closely linked to the Pakistani military. And people in Pakistan are taking in that news along with their own leader's defense that Pakistan, too, helped in the search for the terrorist leader.
For more now on Reaction in Pakistan, we're joined by Gibran Peshimam. He is associate news editor for the Express Tribune in Karachi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Curious to hear your reaction first when you heard about the raid in Abbottabad and the killing of Osama bin Laden.
More so than the fact that he was killed, it was that he was killed in Abbottabad. That was shocking. We always thought it would come from Waziristan, maybe somewhere in Afghanistan or somewhere more remote, but not Abbottabad.
Well, what did that say to you, that he was ultimately tracked down to this compound in a city, not in the tribal areas, as you mentioned, and in a city that's known to have a very active Pakistani military component all around it?
I mean, look, if I were to play the advocate for our security forces, I would say that the best place to hide would be right under the nose. I mean, they were looking everywhere else, if you really look at it.
That would be one explanation, I suppose. Another would be they were hiding in plain sight and with the complicity of Pakistani authorities or the ISI, the spy agency, who must have known that he was there.
Well, most definitely. I mean, once again, if I were to become neutral and stop playing advocate for the security agencies, it's I mean, the chief of army staff addressed a convocation of our young soldiers just 7 days ago, right there in Kakul, the military academy, which is about 800 meters away from where Osama was ultimately found. It's pretty difficult to say that they couldn't have known.
There was an op-ed today in the Washington Post from the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, who called the notion that Pakistan must have known or should have known that Osama bin Laden was there in Abbottabad. He called that baseless speculation that may make exciting cable news, but it doesn't reflect fact. What do you think people make of that line from the Pakistani government?
Put yourself in the man's shoes. First of all, matters such as these are not under his control. That's a well-known fact that security-related matters are handled by armed forces. And, I mean, when something like this happens, the only thing you can do is say that, no, we didn't know. What else do you expect him to really say? I mean, he's damned if he does and if he doesn't. If he goes out and says that, yes, we knew and this is, you know, embarrassing for us, etc., he gets in trouble with the security establishment. And now that he's saying, as he's saying, we never knew, he gets in trouble with any rational thinking person in the world saying that, how could you not have known?
There is talk now on Capitol Hill about rethinking the billions of dollars in aid that Pakistan gets from the United States. Is there a real fear there in Pakistan that money supply may be cut off or diminished?
There is a genuine fear because American aid does play a big part in shoring up a lot of budget deficits, and the money goes into areas where Pakistan cannot afford to spend money or does not spend money, for example, education, etc. So there is a real fear.
Gibran Peshimam, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Gibran Peshimam is associate news editor for the Express Tribune in Karachi, Pakistan.